As you may have heard on the news this morning, this will be my last time addressing you as a member of the Cabinet. I told Gordon before the summer of my decision to leave the government for family reasons at the next reshuffle. This was not a decision that I took lightly. I was still in my 20s as Labour was given the honour of leading the country. All my children were born under a Labour government.
Simon Hoggart, political sketchwriter for The Guardian, just been at the Labour Party conference listening to Ruth Kelly making her resignation speech. We all knew it was coming. Slightly odd, she said, I hope you'll forgive me from departing from my text for a moment. From her text, which was written down, which is kind of weird. And she said that she'd gone and told Gordon Brown that she was going to leave before the summer. She felt it was time that her family got a look in. She'd been very proud to be a member of the Labour government for a very long time. She looked at times, I thought she was about to break down into tears, but then she'd give a sort of brave little smile, so she didn't. It wasn't a very, very emotional occasion. Frankly, Ruth Kelly has never been a senior member of the cabinet. You know, it's like a bit part player leaving the stage. It's not Sir Donald Wolfit or Laurence Olivier walking out. It's not Tony Blair leaving the centre of world events. It's someone much less. But anyway, the conference sort of gave her a standing ovation. It's what my colleague Mike White calls a croucher, half standing, half sitting. And I'm afraid that so often with politicians, the waters will close over her. You know, as I get older, I see more and more obituaries of people who were once in their day very great and famous, had tremendous offices of state, and then as soon as they went, they were completely forgotten, and we're only reminded of them when they die. Well, Miss Kelly is a very long way off dying yet, but I really feel that we have seen the back of her for quite some time.
This is the greatest of parties, which has fundamentally changed Britain for the better since 1997. It has been the greatest honour of my life to be able to play a part in that. I'm leaving this stage today, but I will be with this great party all the way in the battle to keep improving our country. We can and we must do even better. And, Conference, I will be with you in our great mission. Thank you.